afternoon and welcome to another Friday edition here of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Fall asleep, can you climb up a week.
Climb up a week?
I'm pretty much awake. How awake is
the awakest you've been?
The awakest?
And how deep is the deepest sleep? That's what I think about up here.
Well,
I mean, the question is, wake me up. That's why I called you.
Yeah, I see.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no, all right. Remember the 6 second delay that they used to have?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have to turn your radio off.
There's a mute you can send away for, a mental mute that softens the sound of your thinking.
Mental mute? How's it work?
Well, it works by taking the consensus out of the stream of your thinking. It blurs the blaring.
It's not exactly lying to yourself.
Well, there's a little of that.
Lying to yourself?
No, it's more a truth mute.
A truth mute? Like what?
To wake you up. To make you appreciate the comfort of lies.
In fact, you have a way of spoiling the lovely delusions I like to lose myself in.
How about knowing the truth? And the truth will make you free.
Wouldn't it be terrible if that too is a lie?
Oh, gee.
So they say if you sneeze, you're sneezing the truth.
Anything?
Well, that's the truth. The real truth is nothing but is something so outside of anything you and I or
anybody knows. That if we could know it, you know, even for just an instant, it would make us disappear. Never to be seen again. Some flash of sudden woof. Today we'd be totally out of it.
Totally out of it.
Somewhere split up into the smallest ball, drifting off into the curving, where am I? Without that imaginary identity that, remember when we used to have birthdays?
Yeah.
We used to make phone calls in the middle of the great dream.
Hello?
Scheme.
Hello?
Thing.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Sounding funny.
Hello? Who's calling? Hello? Hello? There's nobody there. Nobody on the other end. Hello? Hello? Hello?
That's it.
Look outside. It's sunny. Well, it's not sunny. There's light in the sky. The sun was up a minute ago, and it's way after 5 o'clock. In fact, it's 5:15 down here at WMFO. I actually lied. It's only right now 5:15. But it's Friday afternoon, so that means, well, Friday evening? What is it, really? Who knows? It's after 5. And you're listening to In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. And I am psyched to be here, and I hope you're psyched to be listening. I guess it's my job to make you psyched to be listening. So let me tell you how I've been trying to do that. I have been trying to do that by playing you most recently Ladies Baby from the Monkees, from their, you know, as an unreleased track of theirs. It came out, I think, first, it's an old track, but it first saw the light of day in the public in 1980 on a self-issued compilation called Rarities. Popped up again later in the 80s on Missing Links and has surfaced again and again. I played that, of course, because the vocalist, it's a rare track in which the vocalist is the dearly departed Peter Tork, who passed away, I believe, yesterday. Bassist of the Monkees. Peter Tork, for those of you who don't know, I think I was told he lived in Connecticut. He popped up quite a bit at the kind of suburban, sit-down, quieter music venues, like I want to say like the Bull Run in Shirley or the Narrows in Fall River, places like that. He was in Maynard one time. I was at some little hole-in-the-wall barn of a venue in Maynard about 10 years ago with my buddy Brian seeing a cover band. And either the next week or the next night, Peter Tork was there. And we said, we should come back and see Peter Tork. And you know what we did? We totally forgot. We didn't even, I don't know if we ever thought about it again. We missed our chance. He was here all the time, here in the area. Rest in peace, Mr. Tork. Prior to that, we heard from Brother Toaster and Tyler Arnott with their track called Pullin' Weeds. That was from, that's a fairly new release on, it's called Recreational Landscaping, a 6-song release from just this past fall. And Brother Toaster will be appearing tonight at the Dorchester Art Project with New Aura, Kremlin Bats, and June Bloom. Before that, oh man, this has been a rough couple of weeks. People are dropping like flies. That was Ken Nordine, who also died this week. Oh, Ken Nordine at 98 years old. Busy all the way up into the end. That was Truth Mute from 2001's A Transparent Mask. Ken Nordine, the king of word jazz. And I feel like that's kind of like me being the king of me, because I don't really know a lot of other people that operated under the moniker of a genre called word jazz. But Ken Nordine was, man, he was going for at least like 60 years or more. I mean, he was going at least back in the 50s. My first exposure to him was through my friend Bill Landisman, who was a DJ at a number of stations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And Ken Nordine, what a body of work. Go dig in. Have some fun. His album Colors from, who knows when that's from, sometime back in the 1960s. Colors was like 34 tracks, each one a short song about a different color. And if we have time later, I'll try to stick one of those in. I don't know. We only have an hour here. Turns out it was initiated as a commercial project for a paint company, which I only learned yesterday, but I've always loved that album. I always have loved Ken Nordine. He was doing a radio show until, I don't know, until the end? 98 years old. Boy, oh boy. Can you imagine having to deal with another, like, 40 years of me on the air? God help us all. We opened up with Funkadelic, and Can You Get to That? From 1971's Maggot Brain. All of this information is, of course, updated live, both on Spinatron.com and on your internet-enabled listening device, car stereo, etc. And don't forget to follow along with the action by chiming in with your comments, criticisms, complaints, and contempt at facebook.com/InYouAllAlong, the internet home of the In You All Along radio program, where we sometimes play music, such as, for example, something like this. Cold, cold eyes upon me, they stare.
people all around me, and they're all in fear. They don't seem to want me, but they won't admit I must be some kind of creature if they're having fears. From my party house, I'm afraid to come outside. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I play the part I feel they want me, and I pull the shade so I won't see them seeing me. Having a hard time in this crazy town, having a hard time, there's no love to be found. Having a hard time in this crazy town, having a hard time, there's no love to be found. From my body house, I feel like me another. Familiar face of creed and a race, a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having a hard time in this crazy town. Having a hard time, there's no love to be found. Having a hard time in this crazy town.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun? I was having fun. I know I wasn't the only one having fun. I don't know what's going on over here. There's some kind of dance party going on in the next room. I've got a clear view through not just one room, but the next room. There's some kind of fun stuff happening. And I just know that as the DJ, I am responsible for any and all fun that is happening, whether I caused it or not. The credit goes to me. So thank you for having fun and glorifying my name. All of you out there. Bottoms up. We just heard from a nice, long, bluesy version of the old standard Cat's Squirrel, as performed by Jethro Tull. I bet you didn't realize that was Jethro Tull. It was before they got all proggy. That was from 1968's album, This Was. It was included, according to the liner notes of that album, because people like it. Originally performed and composed by Dr. Ross, the blues legend from deep in the Mississippi. Prior to that, we heard from another rolling, churning guitar extravaganza from Stereolab. Lo and behold, look, it's Stereolab. With the Noise of Carpet from Emperor Tomato Ketchup, 1996's album. I played that in order to give myself the opportunity to give you the opportunity to know that Stereolab will be playing here in Boston. It was just announced on September the 29th. Those tickets went on sale today. And boy, was I looking forward to giving you the opportunity to get in on that. But it's sold out already. So I urge you to try the secondary market. And the secondary market, of course, is, you know, it's a roll of the dice. You got to really follow the prices and figure out people's motivations and whatnot. But where it's really at, and let me tell you where it's really at, is the tertiary market. The tertiary market is the desperation market for everybody involved. And by that I mean, get yourself a nice, clean, crisp $20 bill. Head on down the day of the show, the evening of the show, to the venue when there's the most people standing outside. And you say, got a ticket? I promise you there's somebody that paid more than that that is about to step inside the venue and lose all that money on that ticket they didn't use, their friend didn't come, whatever. They'll give you a ticket for $20. I would like to guarantee this advice, but I don't know what I would do. I mean, if I would say, I guarantee you it'll work, or else what? Your money back? You didn't spend any money. Anyway. We'll talk about that in September. Here in February, we heard the Silver Apples with You and I. You and I was, that was one of those songs that I remember hearing. Like, I used to listen to scratchy college radio stations that barely came in, and that was like something I had on a tape, and I was like, what is this weird music? I would tape the radio, as you did in those days, because there was no online music. There was barely any online. That was from 1969's album Contact, way ahead of its time. We opened up the set, speaking of ahead of its time, with Baby Huey and the Babysitters with Hard Times. From the Baby Huey Story, the living legend, Baby Huey's one and only album from back in 1970. Before I forget, There was something I'd been meaning to tell you. That's my way of sneaking in a public service announcement. By the way, have I ever mentioned to you in our many conversations any space heater safety tips? Because I've meant to. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people. People can burn. At least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. You never know when to expect small children. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Nothing.
Look at that. Already another hour gone. We just heard from the Von Trapps with Sound the Alarm from their self-titled EP from last year. The Von Trapps are playing at Once tomorrow night with The Humanoids and Scissor Fight, believe it or not. Prior to that, we heard from... Who did we hear from? We heard from Way of the Headband. I really like those guys. Second time I've played them in the past few weeks. With Czech Sokola from 2017's Moving Back to Earth. They are playing, I believe, they're playing the same night at the Cantab with Love, Love, and Double Star. Prior to that, we heard from the John Pohida International Airport with Ridgefield Park. The third song I have played from three different bands about adjacent towns in New Jersey.